That was all 13 seconds of Gary Bettman. James Van Riemsdyk, Scotty Hartnell, what do you make of that? First of all, you, James.
Yeah, you know what? I think it's great that they're talking now, and it seems like negotiations have picked up, so I guess we'll see where that takes us.
Scotty, what do you read in as a veteran?
Well, I think it's all the negotiations are better off when they're away from the media and the media doesn't get any scoops. So there hasn't been much coming out, which is awesome. And, you know, when they're behind closed doors, getting the meetings done, it's always a positive sign.
Do you guys have anger towards Gary Bettman? Because some of your fellow players have expressed that. When you hear his voice, James, do you go, man, you're killing us. You got to make a deal or what?
You know what? I think I understand his position. Obviously, he's trying to get the best deal for his side, but at the same time, the process has been a little bit frustrating for me, but hopefully we can get to playing hockey at some point soon.
How about you, Scotty? You hear that voice. Is that chalk on a board for you?
Not really, I guess. I'll try and be politically
correct. No, don't be politically correct. Come on. I mean, you don't have to say anything bad about the guy, but I mean, let's face it. This is, your livelihood is being threatened. You're not playing hockey right now.
Yeah, it's difficult, and you look at their leaders, you look at our leaders, and obviously you're going to hate the other side more than and you're going to favor our side, but it is what it is. He's making the owners millions and millions of dollars, and that's his job.
Okay, so let's talk about the power of two. You two are raising money for Hurricane Sandy relief. Scotty for New York State, I believe, and James for New Jersey. Is that correct, guys?
Yep.
Okay.
Jersey.
So we're going to put your website up for the rest of the time. People can go there, and if they make donations, they can make it to either Scotty or James. And whoever gets the most money, the loser has to do what, Scotty?
The loser has to go to a mall during the Christmas shopping season for a little while and shop for the other guy to get him a present. So I think everyone out there would like to see James, head to toe in his full gear, wearing a Leafs jersey, getting me a present. That'd be sweet.
Now, I think, James,
Louis Vuitton's my favorite scorer, Scotty. Just keep that in mind.
Yeah, you're hoping to lose.
I think, James, it should be the 24th, right? That is the busiest shopping day of the year. I mean, if you're going to do this, you may as well do it right.
Yeah, you know what? We'll see what happens there. I think I'm going to be at the Mall of America, so I might have to, if I do lose, not that I'm hoping for that, but I might have to hop on a roller coaster there and really do it right.
Okay,
we'll see what happens.
So before we go to break, this is like class president, right? You have to make your plea for why people should vote for you, donate for you. So take 10 seconds or so. Scotty Hartnell, why should people give money to you?
Well, first of all, it goes to Hurricane Sandy relief and all up the Jersey coast in New York. It was absolutely devastating. Vote for me so we can see James walk around a mall and everything goes for a great cause.
Okay, James, why should people vote for you and give money to you besides the hurricane thing? Because either way, they're giving money to hurricane relief.
You know what? My pledge here is really twofold. One, it's for a great cause, obviously supporting the everything that went on with Hurricane Sandy. And then two, I think everyone knows Scotty's problem with staying on his feet. So we want to help him out and have him be fully equipped for the holiday shopping season.
I think because he does slip and fall so much that safe shopping for Scotty Hartnell means wearing full equipment. Okay, you guys stay right there. Scotty Hartnell, James Van Riemsdyk, go to their website, donate some money, have some fun with it. We'll tell you about what prize you could win when OTR returns.
I'm Scott Hartnell of the Philadelphia Flyers. I'm calling on you.
I'm ready.
I consider myself a stand-up citizen.
It's like Hulk Hogan's younger brother.
And Hartnell's kind of having some fun with him.
If you ain't Dutch, you ain't much.
I actually got that from Chris Versteeg. I always call him my favorite Dutchman.
Thank you for your time and consideration. And vote Scott Hartnell.
I'm going to vote for Scott Hartnell.
Scott Hartnell is a perfect pick.
Now, that's what a hockey player should be, fun in an interview. It's not often that really happens. James is good in an interview. Scott is legendary. Scott, give James some tips on being more Hartnell-like in an interview.
Well, I'm not sure if we have enough time there, Michael, but it's hard to be me, James, so it's going to take a lot of work, and you're going to have a lot of media pressure down there or up there in Toronto, north of the border, but I'm sure you'll do fine.
Well, you guys are still vying for money and vying for votes. So I'll give you the chance, James, to impress people. Can you use your diplomacy right now to bridge the gap between Scotty and Dion Phaneuf?
Yeah, you know, obviously I'll have a good opportunity to do that now. I've gotten to meet him a little bit here, so you know, we'll see what happens. It's going to be a pretty fierce rivalry on the ice, but maybe we can help them become best of friends off the ice.
That was pretty diplomatic, I thought.
Not bad, not bad.
So if people donate, they also stand the chance to win a prize, right? And what would that be, Scotty?
They get two tickets to a Flyers game. We get to have a meet and greet after. You know, take the couple in the dressing room, get some autographs, kind of hang out, just kind of show them, you know, where we, you know, go hang out for a couple hours, get ready for the game, and get a few autographs along the way. So it'll be a definitely one of a kind experience.
And what about for you, James? What's the experience going to be for someone who donates to you?
Pretty much the same thing. Come down to a game, check out the locker room, the sights and sounds behind the scenes there, and hopefully get some autographs and take some pictures too.
Okay, you guys are competing to see who can raise more money, obviously. Let's say that you are competing head-to-head on different competitions. You tell me, who would win? NHL 13 competition. Who wins, Scotty?
James.
Oh, okay. And by the way, NHL 13 is simulating the season for us. And right now, Scotty Hartnell with 19 points based on 8 goals. James Van Riemsdyk, 17 points on 9 goals. So you guys are both having pretty good seasons.
I don't like my hair in that video game. I got a buzz cut and no beard, and I got the absolute opposite. So,
who wins in ping pong, James?
Ooh, we haven't played yet before, but you know what? I had a table at my house last year. Actually, you know what? Scotty did too. So, I'm going to take myself.
You didn't see Scotty was pointing to himself.
Oh, come on, James. I think I killed you last time. I ran that table, you and Drew.
We'll have to see. We'll have to get, maybe that'll be a second part of this. Maybe we'll get a ping pong rematch in.
I love it. Let's follow up on this. When will you guys announce the winner? Because when you look at the website, right, there's a clock ticking down on how long people have to donate money.
I think it's December 18th at midnight. So, you know, keep the votes coming, keep the money coming, and obviously it all goes to great causes. And win or lose, it's been a, you know, after day two, it's been a great experience.
James
so far.
Van Riemsdyk, I'm going to cut you off. Scotty Hartnell, I'm going to cut you off. I'm going to tell people to go to this website, donate money to these amazing causes, has some fun with this. It's totally worthwhile. And here are two guys who are not just talking, hey, help out. They're doing it themselves. Guys, thanks for doing this. And when this is decided, will you come back on the show and declare a winner?
Absolutely.
Come on, man.